Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today on Stories from the Heart, the story of an unusual saint, Saint Genevieve. At age 7, it was foreseen that she would be a bride of Christ. Stay tuned to find out how this saint saved Paris from a famine and also turned back Attila the Hun on another Stories from the Heart. Genevieve was born about the year 422 at Nanterre, a small village 4 miles from Paris. When Saint Germanus went to Britain, he spent a night in Nanterre on his way. The inhabitants flocked about them to receive his blessing, and Saint Germanus gave an address during which he took particular notice of Genevieve, though she was only 7 years of age. After his sermon, he inquired of her parents and foretold their daughter's future sanctity. He then asked Genevieve whether it was not her desire to serve God only and be naught else but a spouse of Jesus Christ. She answered that this was what she desired and begged that by his blessing she might be from that moment consecrated to God. When she was about 15 years of age, Genevieve was presented to the Bishop of Paris and received the religious veil. From that time she frequently ate only twice in the week, on Sundays and Thursdays, and her food was barely bread with a few beans. The Franks at that time gained possession of the better part of Gaul, today France, and Childeric, their king, took Paris. During the long blockade of that city, the citizens being reduced to extremities by famine, Saint Genevieve went out at the head of a company who were sent to procure provisions and brought back several boats laden with corn. Childeric, when he had made himself master of Paris, though always a pagan, respected St. Genevieve, and upon her intercession spared the lives of many prisoners and did other generous acts. King Clovis, who embraced the faith in 496, often listened with deference to St. Genevieve and more than once granted liberty to captives at her request. Upon the report of the march of Attila with his army, the Huns, the Parisians were preparing to abandon their city, but St. Genevieve encouraged them to avert the scourge by fasting and prayer. She assured the people of the protection of heaven, and although she was treated by many as an impostor, the event verified their prediction, for the barbarous invaders suddenly changed the course of his march. Attributed to St. Genevieve was the first suggestion of the church which Clovis began to build in honor of St. Peter and Paul, in deference to the wishes of his wife, St. Clotilda, in which church the body of St. Genevieve herself was enshrined after her death about the year 500. Now, a story about St. Genevieve and the sea monsters. Are you the Holy Genevieve? The woman at St. Genevieve's door was gaunt and poorly dressed. She carried an emaciated boy in her hip, and her eyes burned with desperate hopefulness. "I am Sister Genevieve," the saint replied, her eyes slick pityingly to the boy. During this 10-year siege of Paris by Childeric, king of the Franks, she had seen famine reap much suffering, but it was the children who affected her most. "My husband and I work very hard, sister," the woman began, "but in this famine we cannot feed our children. Just yesterday we buried our youngest, my daughter." The woman's voice wavered. "We pray. We are good Christians, my sister, but still this famine goes on." "But you," her eyes shot with admiration, "when you were only a child, Saint Germain himself saw you and talked of your holiness. They say you make the sick well and banish demons that haunt the mad. When Attila the Hun marched toward our city, it was your prayers that turned him away. You have saved Paris before. I beg you, save us again." That night, as she prayed in her cell, Saint Genevieve pondered the woman's words. "Last time Paris was threatened, Lord, it was following your will by gathering the women in Paris to pray that spurred the city. I have been on my knees every night these past 10 years, praying for an end to the suffering. What do you want me to do? Into her mind came the vision of a ship laden with food. Sister Genevieve sighed. Scarcely a ship had been able to reach Paris, bringing the food that was needed. Time and time again, they perished in the strange rapids of the River Seine, all the food sinking into the deep. Genevieve's eyes started to open. That was it. The Lord had just given her an answer. If food could not come to Paris, she would simply have to fetch it herself. A few days later, Genevieve faced a scowling ship's captain on the banks of the Seine River. I don't take women, he growled. They're bad luck. I see, said Genevieve. And exactly how many women have your fellow captains had on board each time their ships foundered in the rapids? I don't like it, the captain said. Even if we slip past the blockade, scarcely a ship has been able to get through those rapids. And you want to go cruising up to our sea. What does your bishop say about all of this? Surely a man of his authority has more sense than to consent to this folly. The captain spat out the French word for madness with scorn. Some of his shipmates chuckled. Genevieve's tone turned icy. Men might rule the world, but she had never let that stop her from doing what needed to be done. The bishop, she said crisply, is not standing before you. I am. I have offered you the fee required for my passage, which is more than you will make idling about on shore. I have assured you that we have the Lord on our side. Your ship will not sink, and your crew will not be harmed. You will return as one of the first ships bringing life-saving food to Paris, which can do no harm to your reputation. Have you no faith that the Lord will see us through? One young sailor, who had been scrutinizing Genevieve closely, approached the captain and whispered in his ear. It seemed to Genevieve that the young man knew who she was. The captain turned back to Genevieve. What did you say your name was? He asked. Sister Genevieve. The captain's eyes widened. He straightened himself and cleared his throat. Well, he said, it's all highly unusual. But perhaps under the circumstances... Yes, Genevieve smiled. Under the circumstances. She held out her purse of money. The captain weighed it in his hand and then pocketed it. Genevieve stood on the deck, looking out at the river. She had put on a bold face in her bargaining with the captain, and thanks to the Lord, their ship had slipped through the blockade under cover of darkness. But she had no idea what was coming next. Lord, I trust you, she prayed. Please show me what to do. The captain's rough voice broke through her thoughts. Steady, boys! They were approaching the rapids. Row to shore, Genevieve commanded. What? The captain cried. I thought you said we'd get through the rapids. Please, said Genevieve, do as the Lord bids me. I need to investigate. Investigate? The captain scowled. Muttering grumpily about taking orders from a woman, the captain ordered his men to row to shore. Genevieve alighted, trying to steady the river-inflected bouncing, feeling in her legs as she explored the riverbank and prayed. At last she pointed, there. The men followed her gesture to a partially submerged tree. They looked back at Genevieve. Cut it down, she said. Cut it down, the captain cried. Whatever for? Then he swatted the air with his hand. Never mind, what's the use? You heard the lady, let's get this over with. Genevieve knelt on the bank to pray as the men set to work. Some hopeful, some chuckling, some grumbling that perhaps in curing so many madmen, the saint had gone mad herself. After a time, one man called out, And what are we looking for, sister? Yes, called the other. What do you think we'll find at the bottom of the tree, demons? Perhaps, Genevieve replied. The men stopped laughing at once. All of them believed in demons, and more than one were aware of Sister Genevieve's reputation for exorcising them. None of the men relished the idea of encountering one in the river. They returned to their work in tense silence. Suddenly, as a tree fell and its roots began to surface, the men let out a collective gagging groan. A fetid stench was exuding from the roots. Many of the sailors, who could stand on deck in a hurricane without an upset stomach, found themselves choking on the smell. Mon Dieu, one moaned. It's like rotting fish. I heard that demons give off a smell like that, another said, his voice quivering. Is it a demon? Several anxious voices called to Genevieve. No, not a demon, she said, but something else. It's monsters, the sailor cried. Sea monsters. The men stumbled back in horror as two enormous, wild-looking gray heads suddenly emerged, dripping and sinking from the river. The monsters had slimy scales, huge bloody eyes, and long snake-like bodies that tangled in a wet, writhing, vicious mass among the now exposed tree roots. So this was what had destroyed so many of their compatriots and snapped the sides of so many sturdy ships. Back to the ship! Run for your lives! Some of the men began yelling. No, Genevieve commanded. You must not leave, or I cannot vouch for your safety. Pray with me and ignore the beast. Reluctantly, the men obeyed. For 2 long hours, the beasts roared, bit, and lunged at each other, sending blasts of putridity onto the onlookers' faces. And then, suddenly, it was over. The beasts untangled themselves, made one last snap with their jaws, and slunk off through the water, leaving behind not a rapid in sight. The shores of Paris teemed with cheering city folk, as after traveling to RC, where she had obtained supplies and healed many sick, Genevieve returned triumphant, leading 11 ships laden with food into Paris. The people all shouted their joy. Thanks be to God. God bless Genevieve. We are saved. Thank you, Captain, said Genevieve as her ship came to shore. May God bless you. And you, sister, the captain said roughly. If you were ever in need, well, we're at your service. Later, Genevieve joyfully handed out supplies to the starving citizens. Some warm wool and a loaf of bread for you, she said, pressing the gifts into a pair of wiry female hands. Then she smiled. The hands belonged to the woman who had knocked on her door just days ago. The woman smiled broadly, tears in her eyes. God bless you, sister, she said. God has used you to save Paris a second time. She touched the loaf of bread and smiled again. Our family will eat well tonight. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's story, St. Genevieve and the Sea Monsters, was written by Julie Ratty and published in Catholic Digest magazine. For a copy of this or any of my stories, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.